Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files suit against the city of Seattle for infringing on free expression of Christian May Day gathering. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we have a similar lawsuit in California where this similar situation with this same group, May Day USA, occurred, where they were not given the permit they asked for in the particular area. But in this case, in Seattle, they were lured over to an LGBTQ community. And as a result, they were violently attacked. And it was just disgusting what was done to them simply for gathering together peacefully to share the gospel.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that they were lured. They were really pushed by the city because they filed for a permit to use a traditional public forum that's typically used for gatherings. And the city denied that. And instead, they said, if you're going to get this approved, the only place we're going to allow it is in this predominantly LGBTQ plus community. Well, that's like putting them right in the viper's pit.
Right. I mean, that's a great mission field, obviously, but these people were not interested in hearing the gospel.
No, because this is a predominant LGBTQ plus community. There's Antifa around. And so they said, that's the only place we're going to allow you to have this. Well, they didn't want to do that. It's not what their choice was. They wanted to do it in the normal place where they're probably, well, we never know, but less likely to have the kind of disruption that you would have here. But that's what the city did. The city pushed them and said, okay, that's the only place we're going to do it. So they granted a permit to be in this hostile arena. And so they were gathering there just to have praise and worship. They were not doing anything untoward anyone. And that's when the violent protesters, LGBTQ people, showed up. That's when Antifa showed up. And that's when they filled water balloons with urine. Believe it or not, that's just such a sick situation. Mm-hmm. And then they took those water balloons and they threw them at the worshipers. And then one of the young men who was there praying as part of the worship group, the May Day USA group, one of the violent protesters pulled a knife on him while he's there just to pray.
And they had pepper spray, tear gas, all kinds of threats and other obscene behaviors simply for being there to worship, to talk about against abortion and human trafficking, and to share the gospel.
Yeah, so the LGBTQ people, then they started doing all kinds of sexually explicit kind of gyrations, accosting children and elderly to harass them. It was despicable. And so then the police showed up, and they told the worshipers that they had to shut down and leave. They ended up arresting a number of these LGBTQ protesters and Antifa because they were the ones clearly, and we have the video, that were violent and were causing all the problems. But then the mayor, the radical mayor, and he is one of the defendants that we sued, Mayor Bruce Harrell, as well as the chief of police, Sean Barnes. We sued on behalf of these Christian organizers for the May Day USA organized group, a grassroots revival event. So the mayor came out, and he then blasted the Christians, that they were extremists. He described them as, he said that the city has values and that that these people were extremists.
They have values? Say that again?
Well, they have certain
what kind
values,
of values
that they didn't, that were not consistent with the worshipers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, values that are not consistent with the worshipers. So
I would question their values.
I question their values as well. But their values obviously are not in line with the First Amendment and with
they're
the right
violent,
of these worshipers.
Yeah.
So they started off, they wanted a place called Pike Street, which is a traditional public forum.
Yeah, it's a common place where people can exercise free speech.
Yeah, and they wanted to worship, they wanted to advocate against abortion, human trafficking, and advocate for protecting children and the family unit. But that's when they were refused that particular venue for no reason at all. And instead of Pike Street, they went to Cal Anderson Park. Well, that's in the heart of Seattle's most prominent LGBTQ plus neighborhood. It's basically Seattle's Capitol Hill. And it was during that event that the violent, gender-confused, and Antifa rioters dressed in black, wearing face masks, they assaulted the Christians in the audience, and they filled balloons with urine, as I said, pepper spray, tear gas. They did threats. They did obscene behaviors. Mm-hmm. And that's when it got shut down. So this actually is a precursor to what happened in Los Angeles, because this was the fourth May Day event, and Los Angeles would have been the fifth May Day event.
Yeah, they had three other cities in New York, Miami, and Houston that did not have this kind of situation, and they had successful events in those three cities.
And the May Day event actually was inspired in Peru by some friends of ours that we are aware of, and other leaders in Peru, and they got tired of the legislation that was actually targeting conservative speech regarding LGBTQ. They pushed back on that, and they also got tired of the abortion agenda and the LGBTQ agenda being forced on their kids, funded in part by George Soros, and he had been doing that for a number of years through various organizations, trying to change the political landscape in Peru. Why Peru? Because it is a very instrumental and significant within Latin America and South America, and if Peru falls, that affects all of South America. It's kind of like the bellwether place of South America. And so that's why Peru was targeted. As a result, the Christians, pro-lifers, and pro-family advocates and activists got together, and they created this thing, Don't Mess With Our Kids. That's when they began to organize, and they pushed back, and they were able to defeat some of the legislation. They were able to push back on all this agenda and essentially shut down the George Soros movement there in Peru.
And you know, it's also interesting, Matt, that they changed the leadership, the government's leadership
in Peru.
Yeah, they
changed the leadership.
But also, this is interesting, gender confusion is now officially classified as a mental illness in Peru. And life is defined at the beginning of conception. But you remember in the United States when gender confusion used to be classified as a mental illness? Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, homosexuality used to be classified as a mental illness as well.
And see how far we've come?
Mid-1970s.
And now they're saying they have rights.
Yeah, and so that changed during a conference of the American Psychological Association in San Francisco, California. And during the conference, some LGBTQ, they weren't called that back then, they were just homosexual activists, came up on stage, grabbed the microphone from the national leading scientific expert on homosexuality who was speaking at the time, grabbed the microphone and demanded change of the APA. Mm. And guess what? The next year, the APA changed and declassified homosexuality as no longer being a mental illness. But this gender dysphoria, gender confusion, that continued to be classified as a mental disorder until not many years ago. And they then declassified that as well.
And now you see what's happening as a result. They're demanding rights. They want, you know, males and female sports and bathrooms and private spaces. They want children to be shot with puberty blockers, et cetera, et cetera. That's where it starts.
And they want to shut down any kind of dissent, particularly Christian viewpoints.
Right.
And that's exactly what took out Charlie Kirk. This is a very violent movement. Why? Because it is ultimately a rebellion against God. When God created us in His image, male and female, He created us in His image. And then this agenda essentially says gender is irrelevant. There is no such thing. It's all in your mind. And we will create ourselves in our own image. It's ultimately trying to step into the place of God, who is the creator, and create ourselves in our own image. And so when there is a Christian presence, a Christian message, a standard of truth, this becomes a very violent opposition to it. And that's what happened in this May Day. They were there just to worship, sing, and pray. And they got violently attacked. So we filed suit against Seattle. We just did that. We've recently, in a few weeks ago, filed suit against Los Angeles because in Los Angeles, they did the same thing. They wouldn't even let them have a permit, although they allowed the Pride organization to have the permit in the same place a few days later. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.